Coordinator, and he's on the other end of our line. Thanks for joining us this morning, Dwayne.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, it sounds like we've got a new report coming out from the Center for Michigan. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. We just released what we're calling our Getting to Work report, the Citizens Agenda for Career Navigation, College Affordability, and Challenges to Upward Mobility. And it's a report where we spoke to over 5,000 Michigan residents from December of last year to May 2015. And we did that through 150 community conversations, phone polls, and online surveys. So we talked to a lot of Michigan residents about, you know, what their fears were, what they were optimistic about, what they were interested in seeing as it relates to their career successes or struggles. And we came away with five big takeaways from that.
Okay, let's hear the five takeaways.
All right, no problem. One, Michigan residents wanted to see an improvement to career counseling and college advising in high schools. Not saying that, you know, the college counselors aren't doing a great job now. They have a huge load and they're dealing with a lot. But what Michigan residents say is they want, you know, an opportunity for students to get more attention when it comes to, you know, what career choices are, what, you know, college choices may be in their future. So we want to see more in that capacity, too, and it kind of builds on that. We want to see college more affordable. The public sees colleges and other forms of advanced training after high school as essential, yet many are starting to question, you know, with the ever-rising cost of college tuition, if it's worth it in the long run. So, you know, we want to see some better outcomes as it comes to college affordability, some solutions that Michigan residents gave were, maybe some pay-to-stay tuition plans where, you know, a percentage of maybe, you know, your college loans are taken away if you decide to stay in Michigan, or some more like dual enrollment programs where if someone's still in high school and they're at the point where they can, you know, handle more of their load, they can get some college credits while in high school, making, you know, what you would have to take out or what you would have to pay for after college a little more affordable. Three, that kind of leads to the same thing, where you want to see student debt loads, take a fall in the form of, you know, more government investment. Investment in higher education up until this year was down, I believe it was 21%. So we want to see, you know, more efficiency on college campuses and, you know, what they provide, and also more investment. So it's more, you know, we want everybody, or the Michigan residents wants everybody to kind of help in making this problem not so much. Number four, and it kind of tails on to number one, we want to see more hands-on training and work experiences for youth. The idea behind that is if, you know, high school students and young people can get more opportunities to see, you know, what kind of careers are out there, where their talents lie, you know, opportunities to actually get those kind of skills before they actually need them, they'll be more prepared when they enter the workforce. So that's something else. And last but not least, Michigan residents want to see more training and education for adults who have been, you know, displaced in the recession, or, you know, left careers, are looking for new careers through, you know, retraining scholarships, apprenticeships, just a way to bring the Michigan workers that have been hardest hit and still hardest hit by the recession. We want to, you know, try to help and bring them on along the way. So those were the five, and I think it's very interesting because, you know, Michigan residents just want an opportunity to live that American dream. Nothing crazy. They don't, you know, want anything free or want a handout. You know, they just want, you know, an opportunity to say, okay, I want to be able to figure out what it is I want to do with my life, be able to, you know, find those skills in undergrad or in other training programs, and then they want to be able to, you know, find a job when they get out. That's about the end of it.
We're talking with Dwayne Barnes. He's with the Center for Michigan, and they have put out a report on Getting to Work, the Public's Agenda for Improving Career Navigation, College Affordability, and Upward Mobility in Michigan. You talked about affordability, and that seems to be a subject that gets kicked around the legislature quite a bit, gets talked about at state and federal government as well. Did the folks that you talked to give any suggestions on how to make that happen? Is that more a state issue, or is that a federal issue, or do the people really make a difference at all?
Well, when we do our engagement, we talk about more statewide kind of initiatives. So, you know, through, like I was saying, more investment, from our legislature into higher education. And, once, you know, you're on campus, you want, you know, opportunities for grants and scholarships and help understanding, you know, what you should take out, what you shouldn't take out as far as those loans are concerned. That was the major kind of appeal for our participants. They just want to see, you know, they just want to get some help carrying the burden of paying for college. And, you know, they said they were willing. They understand that it's very important and are willing to do more to save and prepare themselves. But they also wanted to have a little bit of help as well. And I think, you know, for our state, especially as hard as our state was hit, there's a lot of, you know, opportunity to get a good education. It's just going to cost. So, you know, what happens when you, you know, took out those loans and you studied hard and you graduated with great grades, and then you go out into the workforce and those opportunities just aren't there? You start to say, well, wow, you know, should I have paid this much for this degree, or will it get better? So we just want to, Michigan residents just want a little help with that. Now, on the federal level, we didn't really speak to it, so I don't want to, you know, just throw my opinion out there, but I do say, you know, from a state perspective, Michigan residents just wanted a little more help as they are prepared to take on a little bit more of the burden as well.
So, Dwayne, when I graduated from Michigan State in 1996, I had about $13,000 in college debt. $13,000, right? And I'm reading the Wall Street Journal's article earlier this year, and how this class of 2015 is the most indebted ever, with average rates of payback at $35,000. So I feel like I got off pretty easy.
Absolutely. And you know, just imagine, you know, what it would look like if what you carried in 96 was what, you know, people were carrying nowadays. It would at least, you know, raise the burden off of ourselves to say, oh my God, how am I going to have a family? How am I going to, you know, get a mortgage? How am I going to, you know, move to find that new job? Like, it's just the debt burden can be so burdensome that, you know, like I was saying, people can second guess, like, wow, well, maybe I shouldn't have, you know, spent all that money to get the skills that I was told I needed to get the job and the career and the lifestyle that I want. So it's something that nationally it's being talked about, in our state it's being talked about. Ironically enough, in the prior conversation that we had the year before last, college value and affordability was very popular, you know, finding a way to kind of help, you know, Michigan residents deal with that as well. So it's something that's been on the minds of Michigan residents, and I believe it will continue to stay there as long as those costs keep ballooning.
And, you know, in my case, I think I used the forbearance on my college loan a few times, and then I don't think I actually ended up paying it off until I was 35 years old, and I just can't even imagine what happens with these kids nowadays. But Dwayne Barnes, Center for Michigan, appreciate the time today.